never became fossilized or petrified, okay? Never became rock. Today, if you put a shaft into this valley, it's still just dried hay. I bucked a lot of hay bales, so I know what hay looks like. And this stuff is just hay. It's 75 million year old hay, according to geologists. You can still see the grass and the leaves and the twigs and the pine cones and the bark and so forth. If you grind this plant material up into a flour, very small particle-sized flour, just like a good wheat flour, and for 3 to 4 weeks, soak it in filtered spring water, and when it reaches a specific gravity of 3.0, it's very heavy. It has 38 grams of this colloidal mineral in it per quart or liter, and by actual analysis, it has 60 colloidal minerals in it, and it works. And people were running around 12, 15 years ago saying, hey, my arthritis got better. My diabetes got better. My early cataracts went away. My white hair turned black again.
All right, folks. I want to thank you for tuning in. If y'all can get a piece of paper and something to write with, I will give you the phone numbers that you can call. The numbers are 1-888-701-0502. I'll repeat that again. It's 1-888-701-0502. The other number you can call is 1-888-403-2405. I'll repeat that again. That's 1-888-403-2405. I'm hoping that Dr. Wallach is helping you folks out there into answering some of your questions that you have asked us and sent in your emails. Hunt, is there anything you want to say?
Yeah, Pauline's right. Doc Wallach's been helping a lot of people. His information and educational information, nutritional information, is thoroughly researched. His products are some of the best you can get. Prehistoric plant life, 75 million year old stuff. That's when good old Mother Earth still had something that was worth taking.
Well, that's great. This is for the information packet. That's why I gave you the number. If you're really interested in getting his products or even wanting, if you have another question about something, there'll be someone on the other line that can answer these questions for you. I'm going to go ahead and play some music now, and then after that I'm going to turn it over to Bill and let him say what he would like to say.
A couple years ago, and it's a philosophy of mine. Wait for it. Actually, this thing is almost perfect, I guess. So sort of almost pregnant, you know. This is titled The Last Time Around. It's my last time around, and I don't know where I'm bound, but I'm leaving now, so don't look back to me. It's hard to pretend that you love me again, and there's nothing that I can find to see. So goodbye, my love, oh, you are my friend. Don't know where I'm going, but I won't see you again. I know you don't believe in my philosophy, but I thank you for the love you give me. Don't ask me how I know. I've been here before,
All right, folks, this is Tim. A little bit of information for tomorrow. Pauline's going to wrap up this little session with Dr. Wallach's stuff tomorrow. And what she's going to, she's collected some, testimonies of some of the people in the local area that's been taking Dr. Wallach's products. And there's some pretty incredible testimonies.
Yeah, also, I'm still waiting, and I'm really hoping he'll be here tomorrow morning. Dr. Wallach has another video out. I believe it's called Undoing Two Diseases, I believe is what the title is called, and where he's talking with Dr.
Frager.
Yeah, so.
Okay, well, let me give out the numbers one more time, then we'll go back to letting Bill say what he has to say. You can obtain an information packet on how to get these great products. The number is 1-888-701-0502. Again, that's 1-888-701-0502. Or you can call 1-888-403-2405. And again, it's 888-403-2405.
All right, and I'll turn it over to Bill now.
Ladies and gentlemen, all this week is Dr. Wallach week, but I think what you've been hearing, and I really believe this, folks, what you've been hearing for the past couple of nights is probably, as far as our health goes, the most important information that any one of us have ever heard in our lives. I think it's so important that we've devoted a whole week of this broadcast to it. I have been taking his vitamins and colloidal mineral formulas, for almost about 2 weeks now. I've had, and everybody who knows me personally knows this, and they know how bad it is, I have had for many years just terrible pain in my legs. I can get up in the morning and feel fresh and full of vim and vigor, and as I go through the day, the pain starts, and then it just builds up, and it gets worse and worse and worse until late in the afternoon, early evening, I am in excruciating pain. And it's all I can do to keep anybody else from knowing about it. But eventually they do, because they see me limping or hobbling along, and occasionally I'll take a step and grimace because the pain is so great. I've also had problems with my eyes. I'm nearsighted. I've been nearsighted for most of my life, and almost fooled the Navy into thinking that I had 20/20 vision, and I was on my way to flight school at Pensacola, Florida, but a smart flight surgeon caught me, and so I didn't get into Naval Air. But I've had this problem most of my life. And a few years ago, I guess maybe about 5 years ago, I began to really start to seriously lose the sight in my right eye. And I've been to the doctor and everything like that, and they look at it and they tell me, no, there's no cataracts and there's nothing wrong with your eye that we can see. And so I was just convinced that as I get older, I'm losing my sight in my right eye. I've been taking the vitamins and the colloidal minerals, and folks, as Dr. Wallop says, you have to take these things in their proper amounts, in the proper form. Just going down to the drugstore and buying a bunch of mineral tablets and a bunch of vitamins doesn't cut the mustard, because I've been doing that for years. And I wasn't getting any better, I was getting worse. But since I've been using what Dr. Wallop recommends, the pain in my legs is going away. I'm standing up right now at the end of the day, and I've been walking all over the place today, and I don't have any pains in my legs. Just a little bit of throbbing, that's all. And I imagine that if I stay on my feet later into the night, then they may begin to hurt. But this is absolutely unheard of with me. This has never happened to me before. I've never been without that pain. And it is just so joyful to be able to walk around like a normal person and not dread taking that next step. I'm also regaining the sight in my eyes, both eyes, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not nearsighted anymore, and this has just happened in 2 weeks. And I can see that the sight in my right eye is beginning to come back. I can now read stuff written in small letters on just a sticky note from across the room. I can see clearly things across the valley that I couldn't even see without my glasses just a couple of weeks ago. And so what Dr. Wallach is telling us is true. At least with me, it's true. And you all know me well enough to know that I wouldn't be telling you this if it were not true. I'm just ecstatic. I have never felt so good since I was a young man, to tell you the truth. It's been a long, long time. And I love it. I just absolutely love it. But the thing I love the most is the pain is gone from my legs. You just have no idea. Well, maybe some of you do, but most of you just don't have any idea what it's like to just have to exist with this excruciating pain all the time, and it just won't go away, and there's nothing you can do about it. It doesn't matter if you take aspirins or Advil or anything else. It's just always there. And sometimes you just don't want to go on. You just don't want to take another step, and it just gets so discouraging and so overwhelming that you just don't see how in the world you could stand to get another year older. So I personally owe an awful lot to Dr. Joel Wallach for making all the information that he's made available to all of us, and making it so that we can, without, you see, if you didn't, I don't know how to explain this, folks, if you didn't listen to him, and if you didn't use the things that he recommends, you would end up spending hundreds of dollars every month, because you would have to go out of your way to find the specific vitamins and the specific minerals that are in the absolute proper form in the right concentration of each one, and all of the trace minerals that are lacking in all of these other things. And to be able to do that, you'd have to buy just vitamin E in this particular form, or just vitamin A, just vitamin. You know how many vitamins there are? Have you got any idea? You know, I've seen these people for years selling colloidal silver and colloidal gold, and they make all these claims that it cures everything under the sun. Remember the Dave Hinkson show? Well, I investigated them and what they were selling, and I revealed them as the biggest frauds in the world on this broadcast. And their radio show disappeared right off the air within a very short period of time after that, because people caught on to the fact that I was telling the truth, and he wasn't. They were telling you that if you took this colloidal silver, it would cure every illness and every disease known to man, and it's not true. You see, you can take all the colloidal silver you want internally, and it won't do you a bit of good, because as soon as it hits your stomach and the hydrochloric acid goes to work on it, it turns into silver chloride, and it will not help you at all. It's no longer colloidal anything. It doesn't even get into your system, and enough silver chloride will hurt you really, really bad. Colloidal silver is a wonderful topical application, folks. And it will kill germs in a topical manner. Now, if you take these minerals in their proper form, they will get into your intestines and go into your system, and they will do the right things for you. Colloidal gold, I heard those people say that would cure every form of cancer known to man, every disease, every this, every that. It would make the old young and the young old and everything in the world. And you hear this stuff all the time, and it's just touted everywhere. It's just not true, ladies and gentlemen. These things, in the proper amount, with the proper vitamins and the other minerals that make them useful, and the trace elements, and the nutritional things that you need in the right amounts and in the right form, can work wonders with the human body. I'm living proof of that, and so are many other people. But you have to be very careful who you listen to and what you listen to and what you put into your body.
All right, folks. I believe it's been about 7 months now, would you say, Tim, that Bill's been taking the formula? I believe he's taking the pig arthritis formula.
Yeah, he's been taking the full regimen since about January or so.
Yeah. So, and he's been doing really good if he doesn't go out dancing anymore. what I'm going to do now is I'm going to play some of the questions that were called in a while back to Dr. Wallach while he was here live for you folks out there. So.
And then maybe if we have some time, we can answer some questions live on the air, open the lines, and get some real good questions going.
All right.
I'd like to talk about a little bit is self-help during the Y2K potential problem. I hope nothing bad happens, but if you're going to be successful in life, whether it's for health or business or industry or education, you have to take the bull by the horns and be prepared for whatever might happen, and certainly have to do that for health. I get people asking me all the time, well, I'm a diabetic, and how am I going to get my insulin if the computers go down and pharmacies don't have insulin available? I've got high blood pressure. What am I going to do if my high blood pressure medication is not available? I have terrible pain from arthritis. What am I going to do if I can't get my pain relievers? And I certainly can't afford to buy a six-month supply or a year's supply of these pharmaceuticals. What do I do? Well, the main thing is to get educated. Americans are very smart. And if you give Americans just a little bit of information, they always can make the right decisions. And what I do is go around the country and lecture, and I've been doing this for the past 12 years. I'm up to the point now where I lecture about 300 nights a year, and it's a lot of fun because I get to talk to people in just about every state in the union. I can't think of a state that I haven't been in. And people are pretty universal in the United States. It doesn't matter what kind of accent they have or what state they're from. Everybody wants themselves and their families to be healthy. Everybody wants to be self-sufficient. And the Y2K is actually good. This potential problem is putting the onus on everybody to be self-sufficient, and I think that's getting Americans back to where they want to be. And to pull this off, from the standpoint of health. I've updated my book, Let's Play Doctor. It's in a handbook size, and I brought you a copy. I don't know if we were supposed to send one to you in the mail. If you didn't get it, we've got one for you, hand-delivered.
Wonderful.
And this covers 412 diseases, things you can do for yourself with herbs and vitamins and minerals, and teaches you acupuncture and how to do surgery, minor surgery if you have any kind of injury. Teach you how to use butterfly bandages and steroid strips to close lacerations. There's a lot of things you can do. In fact, 95% of what people would normally go to a doctor for, they can take care of themselves if they just have a little bit of information. And this book, Let's Play Doctor, seems to fit that slot, and it's just a second edition, just perfect timing for Y2K. And again, appreciate the opportunity to share it with your audience, Bill.
Dr. Wally.
Yes, sir.
Hi, how are you today?
Okay.
This evening, I'm in Minneapolis, a little colder than where you're at there. I've been listening to Mr. Cooper's program and heard you a couple times on tape mention blepharospasm.
Yes.
And I have this disorder. I sent you an email, didn't get a response from you. Also made some other inquiries, and was wondering why you think that your product can cure my blepharospasm.
Okay, well, the basic root cause of the blepharospasm, actually, I guess there's two basic causes. The most simple of the two causes is just a simple, straightforward calcium deficiency, and this causes a contraction. And this causes a contraction of muscles, like a muscle cramp. And one of the more sensitive muscles in your body is the real tiny little thin muscles in your eyelids. And when you get a Charlie horse in your eyelid, you get this blepharospasm, is what it's called. And doctors would like to do surgery and cut that muscle. Doctors also inject botulinum toxin, which is one of the most powerful toxins on earth, to poison that muscle. And sometimes just simply supplementing with the proper amount and the proper types of calcium will eliminate this simple type of blepharospasm. A more complicated type of blepharospasm is where a person has osteoporosis. And this is not related to age. You can have this problem of osteoporosis when you're 12 years old. What happens is when your bones are weak in the absence of minerals, they generate connective tissue. And this connective tissue not only makes the bones larger in the outside measurement, but the connective tissue also fills the canals that nerves and blood vessels go through. In the case of blepharospasm, branches of the facial nerve get squeezed. And it's kind of like an early form of Bell's palsy, if you will.
Right.
And if you take the pig arthritis formula, which has now become legendary, you take the pig arthritis formula. It takes about 4 to 6 months to re-architecture those bones. And if you stay away from food items that interfere with the retention of calcium in your bones, such as caffeine from soft drinks or coffee or hot tea, or drink decaffeinated drinks, no carbonated drinks.
I don't do any of that.
Okay, good. That makes it easy then. No sugar, natural or processed, no fried foods, no margarines. And if you take that pig arthritis formula twice a day, if you weigh more than 150 pounds, the symptoms can go away fairly quickly, and you can actually see a improvement in the bone status within 4 to 6 months on an MRI or an X-ray.
Okay. How much have you read on blepharospasm? How much do you know about it?
Well, I know everything about it. I'm not being egotistical. There's only so much there is to know about blepharospasm. It's exactly like a fractured leg. Once you know what a fractured leg is, you know how all the alternatives to fix it and the type of trauma that causes it, or maybe nutritional deficiencies that result in fractures. You know everything there is to know about fractures, in the same way with blepharospasm.
And okay. Why can the Western Medical Society fix a fractured leg and they can't fix the blepharospasm?
Because they don't understand the basic cause. Doctors don't get 30 seconds worth of clinical nutrition in 14 years of medical school. And the only thing that they're taught is how to use drugs to either stop a reaction in the body or to dull the pain.
Okay, well, they're claiming that it's a overstimulus of nerves. And, of course, what the botulism / Botox is doing is it's muting the nerve endings, et cetera. So, now...
Well, let me give you a kind description of their thinking. Have you ever heard of the term caca?
Yes.
They're just totally ignorant of the process. And if you look at diseases like tinnitus, or ringing in the ears, Bell's palsy, trigeminal neuralgia, spinal stenosis, peripheral neuropathies, they're all related to the same problem. And yet they do surgery. They will give you prednisone and cortisone. They cut nerves. And this is because they're ignorant of clinical nutrition. And my job, and I just really appreciate Bill's effort to allow me to share this with you this evening, is to give people the truth through education. And then you have a choice. You have the ability to make an educated decision on what you want to do.
Right.
Now you have a choice. You can either get your injections of botulinum toxin, you can get the surgery, or you can use Dr. Wallach's pig arthritis formula twice a day.
Yeah, well, I don't do the Botox, and I don't do the surgery. I've been on a mission, a natural mission, for 4 years trying to cure this, from the root cause. And, of course, they claim there's no cure.
Well, trust me. There is. Well, I can't use the word cure, but in Missouri we say you get 100% better.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll take your challenge.
Okay.
I've already ordered your product.
Okay, great.
And I'll try it for 90 days, and I'll get back to you.
Okay, appreciate it.
Okay.
Hello, I'm Jean Shockey from Ohio.
Hi, Jean.
And the problem I'm having, I have chronic asthma, which I've had for 30 years.
Okay.
And in 96, I came down with a real bad cold. And it was in the lower part of my lung, and I just couldn't hardly get over it. But once I did, I had type 2 blood sugar.
Adult onset type 2 diabetes, okay.
Pardon?
Adult onset type 2 diabetes?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
And, well, I'm not on any kind of a medication.
Can you control it with diet?
I try to.
Mm-hmm.
And usually in the morning it runs around 97, something like that.
Oh, that's not too bad. Okay, well, let me share something with you here.
Well, there was one more thing I wanted to say that happened during this time.
Okay.
I got shaking in the legs. You don't see it.
But you feel it.
It's something that keeps moving,
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
In the morning it's all over my body, so mm-hmm. It wakes me up, but then it usually just stays in the legs.
Sure.
But I've been on lorazepam, mm-hmm. 1 milligram, half twice a day.
And does that help
kind
you?
Kind of calm down,
mm-hmm.
because it bothers you.
Sure. Okay, but it doesn't fix the problem, just calms you down,
just,
so you're not
disturbed.
Yeah. Okay.
And everybody says I have anxiety, but I don't think that's what it is.
Well, this is your lucky day. Okay? This is your lucky day.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, this is your lucky day.
You're trying a long time for it.
Well, see, you need to listen to Bill a lot, because you're going to get a lot of truth on this program. I just am blessed to be able to be part of it tonight.
Okay.
Basically, when everything you're describing are nutritional deficiencies. When you have asthma, it's a deficiency of three nutrients, magnesium and manganese and the essential fatty acids. Are required to keep the bronchi, the main branches of the air tube off the trachea or the windpipe, to keep them open. And without the proper amount of magnesium, manganese, and the essential fatty acids, they close up, and you get asthma or chronic obstructive pulmonary disease.
Because mm-hmm, I can't breathe without medication.
I can hear it. Yeah, I can hear that. Yep. And then when you have type 2 adult onset type 2 diabetes, this is a deficiency of chromium and vanadium. And when you have this wibbling, I call it wibbling of the legs, it's kind of like a wheel that's out of balance. You get this.
It's what it feels like is the nerve ends are raw or something,
mm-hmm.
And it just keeps moving.
Yeah, well, a lot of people can call that restless leg syndrome. I call it wibbling, like a loose wheel. That's kind of sometimes you get the little panic attacks that go along with that, or anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
That's what your doctor's treating you for.
I'm so mad is because I've gone to all these doctors
mm-hmm.
and they haven't been able to even tell me what's wrong.
Okay, well, now, dear, the last thing you need to do is to give up sugar. What you want to do is get on Dr. Wallach's duck diabetes formula, and I know Bill's going to give you a number so you can get a hold of these things. You want to get on the duck diabetes formula. It's got the chromium and vanadium for the adult onset type 2 diabetes. It's got the plant-derived colloidal chromium and vanadium, and the chelated chromium and vanadium.
Uh-huh.
It also has the magnesium, manganese, in the plant-derived colloidal and the chelated form, and also the essential fatty acids. so that you can get rid of that tightness in your chest and the asthma attack type of thing. And stay away from sugar, natural and processed. No apple juice, no grape juice, no honey, no molasses.
Oh,
I bet that's your favorite, isn't it?
Naturally.
Well, that's what makes your legs wibble in the morning when you wake up. And
you mean the sugar?
Yeah, you need to stay away from sugar, natural and processed. No apple juice, no grape juice, no honey, no molasses, no corn syrup. And you need to read labels because there's corn syrup and fructose and everything. Hot dogs, breakfast sausage, sugar-cured ham, sugar-cured bacon. I'd rather eat a pork chop for breakfast than bacon because there's no additives in the pork chop. Okay. Well, that's it. Hey, if you don't do that, that's fine too. But the main thing is don't eat anything with sugar. That means sucrose, fructose, corn syrup, dry corn syrup, solids. Even sugarless gum has four types of sugar in it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then you call Bill back in a couple of months and let him know how you're doing. You're going to do fine.
Now, where would I get the formula?
Yeah. I'm Cliff from Montana.
Hi, Cliff. What part of Montana?
Oh, Bozeman.
Oh, okay. I get up to Bozeman and Whitefish and that west end of Montana all the time.
Oh, good. Yeah, all right. If you're ever around me, you're advertised, I'll stop in.
Okay. Love to see you.
Okay, I occasionally get Centella. And I was wondering if that's a predecessor to something really serious.
I'm sorry, I missed that. You get
Centella. It's that funny little squiggly lights in your eyes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And is this at night when you're driving or during the day?
No, I get it during the day usually.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and does this go along with any kind of headaches, like a cluster headache? Or?
No, I understand it's related to a migraine headache,
yeah.
Although I don't have the headache associated with it.
Okay, well, almost always when you get these kind of flashing lights that are associated with, or maybe not, as in your case, associated with either cluster headache or migraine headache, almost always these are due to a food allergy. And what you want to do is get yourself a little spiral notebook that you can put in your shirt pocket, and get you a pen, and write down everything that you eat for every meal, breakfast, a mid-morning snack, lunch, mid-afternoon snack, dinner, evening snack. Write down the details of every snack and meal, the time at which you consume them. Write down the time of day at which this flashing light appeared. And for those that get the headaches, they need to record those. And then after you get 8 or 10 or 12 of these incidents, you go back with a yellow highlighter, mark them, and then look at the snack or the meal right before that incident, and you're going to find a common thread. You're going to find this either caffeine or sugar or corn syrup or popcorn or green beans or whatever it might be, and you eliminate that food from your lifestyle and your eating habits, and you'll never have that problem again.
Okay.
It's just that simple.
Yeah, okay, good. Sounds good.
Okay, have a great one.
You bet. Thank you.
Paul from Ohio.
Hi, Paul.
Yeah, I was wondering if these mineral supplements, if they do anything for depression or any other types of mental...
Oh, absolutely. And this time of year, there's a lot of depression and manic depression and bipolar disease and ADD and ADHD and Tourette syndrome because this is the time of year in which there's so much sugar in our diets. Starting about Halloween, going through Thanksgiving, of course, the Christmas holidays, and then the New Year's, there's more sugar consumed per minute, per person, per pound a person, if you will, than any other time of year. At the turn of the 19th century into the 20th century, Americans were eating half a pound of sugar per person per year. Today, at the turn of the 20th century into the 21st century, we're looking at 150 pounds of sugar per person per year. And depression is related to two things. Number one, a sensitivity to sugar. Much like some people are sensitive to alcohol, many people are sensitive to sugar. And it goes along with a deficiency of three trace minerals. Lithium, which is a trace mineral, is not a drug. It's actually a trace mineral. And then chromium and vanadium, all of which help balance the blood sugar and your emotional response to it. And so what we like to do is recommend for people who have depression or manic depression or bipolar disease or ADD, ADHD, or Tourette syndrome, is to eliminate all sugar, natural and processed, from their diet. That's all year, not just during the holiday season, but all year. I mean, staying away from soft drinks and pies and cookies and candies, even ones that are sugar-free. They have corn syrup or fructose in them, which will still give the same reaction.
Yeah.
And then the duck diabetes formula, which has the lithium, chromium, and vanadium in it, just works like a charm. And I'll give you a quick example, Paul. You know, there's good alcoholics and bad alcoholics. Good alcoholics are people who take a drink and they just go to sleep. They're kind of boring and they don't hurt themselves or anybody else. Then you get alcoholics who take a drink and they start singing loud Irish songs and get obnoxious and tell jokes only they think are funny. And then you get people who take a drink and they get violent and they start punching holes in the neighbors' walls and cutting their cars in half with a chainsaw and road rage and going postal and all this kind of stuff. Some people are sensitive to sugar in the same way. They take sugar in any form and they get sleepy. They just kind of go to sleep like a good alcoholic. And then there's some people when they get sugar in their diet from whatever form, they'll be in ADD, ADHD. They get depression, manic depression, bipolar disease. And then you get some people who consume sugar and they go postal or road rage and they get violent. And one of my pet peeves are schools that sell soft drinks and candy at school and then wonder why they have to put 5 million American kids on Ritalin. It's just crazy. But it is fixable, to answer your question, yes.
And also, where do they, if you can briefly describe, where do they you get these trace minerals for the supplement?
Okay, that's a very good question. What makes these plant-derived colloidal minerals unique is that they're obtained from a single source, a prehistoric plant deposit that never fossilized or petrified. These ancient plants never became rock. It takes thousands of years of being submerged in water and mud for plants to fossilize or petrify. That never happened. If you look at this material, it looks like coffee grounds, and you grind this up into a fine flour and soak it in filtered spring water from the nearby mountains, and the spring water leaches these ancient minerals from this plant material, much like making sun tea. It's the same kind of leaching process as making sun tea in your kitchen, and it's filtered and bottled, and it's actually been on the market from 1926, and we get our material from the only known commercially viable source of this material in the world. There may be other sources. Nobody's ever found them yet. There's a lot of liquid minerals on the market, and they claim to be similar to our products, but they're not. They're ground-up rocks or seabed minerals, and they're only about 8 to 12% available. And I get a lot of people say, well, I've been using colloidal minerals for a year or two and it didn't work. And I say, well, which ones are you using? They tell me, and I say, well, that's why, because you're only getting 8 to 12% absorption, and you'd have to consume about 10 bottles of that a day to get the effect. And you got to use the right stuff, and that's why I like Bill, because he only likes to be associated with the best.
All right. Okay, well, thanks a lot.
Hey, you bet.
Yeah, bye.
A lot of addictions are associated with sugar. For instance, if an alcoholic can't find a drink, he has a craving for sweets, and the same with drug addicts. Is sugar somehow connected to the addictive process in the body?
Oh, absolutely, Bill. Farmers recognize this addictive process in animals, and they call it pica and cribbing. If you hang around horses, farmers and ranchers have known about cribbing horses for many, many years, and they used to think it was just a boredom-type vice, but in the last 50 years, we realized that this cribbing and pica behavior where they chew on the fence rails and they'll eat the feed box instead of the feed and eat the shingles off the roof and eat dirt and wire and nails is because they're minerally deficient. The same thing happens to people when we're minerally deficient. We get cravings, and if you grew up in a real isolated place like you guys live here or like I used to live in when I grew up as a kid, there was no alcohol in the house, there was no cigarettes in the house, and the thing that I was addicted to is chewing the tar off the roof. That's all that was available. But today, kids get access to alcohol when they have these cravings, and then they get addicted to the alcohol, and they get addicted to drugs or cigarettes, or sometimes chocolate or Pepsi or whatever it might be. And we can actually get, and we have actually gotten thousands of people off addictions. If they want to get off of these addictions, we get them on the Duck Diabetes Formula, which has the extra chromium and vanadium and the lithium in it. And then every time they have a craving for drugs, cigarettes, alcohol, or sugar, we have them take an extra one-ounce dose of those virgin earth plant-derived colloidal minerals. And within a week or 10 days, they just don't have cravings for the cigarettes or alcohol or drugs anymore. And if they really want to get off of them, they will wean off of them.
Well, I'll try to be real quick. I've got a couple of real quick questions for you, and then I'd like to get your information on an order I want to put together, you know, like a 6-month startup package.
Okay. That's a good idea. You know, for this Y2K, personally, I made a root cellar underneath my house. We dug a hole under the house and cemented it in. And we're putting a 6-month supply of our minerals in that little root cellar.
Uh-huh.
Good idea.
Well, the first quick question is, how would you compare your Ultimate Daily vitamins to
Okay, well, both our Ultimate Daily and the Centrum A to Z are pills. Obviously, they're multivitamin mineral tablets, and they contain metallic and chelated minerals. They contain vitamins. The Ultimate Daily contains herbs in them and amino acids, which the Centrum A to Z does not. So the Ultimate Daily is a more diversified and more complete solid multivitamin tablet, and it was originally designed to be a companion product with the Pivot's Rhinus formula for people who have angina, for people who have arteriosclerosis. It's actually an oral chelation type product. When people can't get to their intravenous chelation for whatever reason.
Okay, I thought maybe your Ultimate Daily pills were different than the Centrums or something, because I noticed that there were a lot of chelated items, whereas in the Centrum they were saying oxides and stuff like that.
That's right. And, of course, as you point out, the oxides are just metallic, and they're only going to be 8 to 12% absorbable. And the Ultimate Daily's chelated minerals are 40 to 60% absorbable. That's
okay,
true.
That's kind of the idea I was trying to get.
Okay.
The other thing is on your minerals, colloidal minerals or whatever, do you have like an assay or analysis of the
minerals? Yes, we do. Yes, so we actually have an assay that's available to you. When you call in your order, your first order, you will actually get an information package from the company that has that information in it. It will actually have an analysis of the product. We do that with every batch. We get an independent analysis actually from the Coors Laboratory in Golden, Colorado. I don't know if you're familiar with the name Coors.
Yep,
actually does, yes.
Okay, so now my question is I'm 24, 210 pounds, you know, about 20 pounds overweight, reasonably active and good health, and I want to go ahead and get like the shock treatment start off, and then they develop a maintenance program.
Okay.
And the products I'm interested in looking at is your plant-derived minerals, that's one of them, or the Virgin Earth Ultimate, one of those two, and then I was going to add the Ultimate Tel, Ultimate Glucogel, and Ultimate Resolution, and then there's no reason to go for the Ultimate Daily if I go with the Ultimate Virgin Earth, because that's got the vitamins in it.
That's correct. And basically what you've described is the pig arthritis formula. And the only thing that's really missing, the only thing that you don't have in there to get all 90 essential nutrients, I didn't hear you say the Ultimate EFA were the essential fatty acids. There's 87 of the 90 essential nutrients in the pig arthritis formula. We need 60, that's 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, and 12 essential amino acids and 3 essential fatty acids. And 87 of those 90 essential nutrients are in the pig arthritis formula. The one that's missing, or actually the 3 that's missing, are the essential fatty acids. You have to use the Ultimate EFA. And they're important because they prevent abnormal blood clotting and thrombosis. And you can prevent the thrombosis-type strokes and the thrombosis-type heart attack by consuming the minimum daily requirement, which is 3% of your daily calorie intake. And for the average American, that turns out to be about 9 grams, or 9 of those 1-gram capsules per day. I'd take 3 with each meal. And when you do that, you're going to almost guarantee you're not going to get a thrombosis-type stroke or a thrombosis-type heart attack. And so that's the only thing I would add to your program. And then you've got a pretty complete situation there.
Okay, so I mean, I guess if you took the plant-derived minerals and the Ultimate Daily, that more or less equals the Virgin Earth Ultimate. So you either take those two versus the one, or...
Well, I would go with the liquids because you're actually looking for more of the minerals. So the program that I suggest is 1 ounce of the Virgin Earth plant-derived colloidal minerals, 1 ounce of the Virgin Earth Ultimate. And I like the Virgin Earth Ultimate Classic, which has 600 milligrams of calcium per ounce. And people always ask me, well, if the Virgin Earth Ultimate Classic has 112 nutrients in it, why do I need to take the colloidal minerals and the Virgin Earth Ultimate? Well, because especially a guy your size, 220 pounds, you need X amount of minerals to meet your daily minimum needs. And if you use 2 ounces of the Virgin Earth Ultimate, it's going to cost you twice as much as you really need to be spending, because the plant-derived colloidal minerals are minerals only, do not have the amino acids and the chelated minerals for the major minerals, and doesn't have the vitamins in it. So you're paying only for the extra minerals, And so you're going to save yourself $18 a month by doing an ounce of each a day instead of taking 2 ounces of the Virgin Earth Ultimate. So it's a little more inconvenient to use two different bottles instead of one, but it's going to save you $18 a month.
Okay, and then supplement it with the Ultimate Carol, Glucose, Yellow, Resolution, or EFE, or, I mean, is it kind of redundant?
No, they're not redundant. The Ultimate Glucogel, the EFA, and the Ultimate Cal, especially if you're out there doing physical work, is great. Again, it's going to prevent osteoporosis and arthritis and dental problems. And then the Resolution, the Ultimate Resolution, is actually a weight loss product.
Well, I noticed on that one, yeah. I think if I tried that for a month or two just to try and bring down the weight a little bit.
Sure. Oh, absolutely.
Oh, okay.
It works like a charm. Take 3 or 4 of those about 15 minutes before you eat. And it has 3 great ingredients in it, pyruvate, which is the fuel that drives the Krebs cycle. You can be watching television and lose weight with this stuff.
No, that's what's for me.
And it's got chromium picolinate, which is legendary for helping you lose the fat underneath your skin, so you see some definition in your muscles. And then it has the chitosan, which is a ground-up shrimp shell flour, which is a saturated fat absorber. And if you take 3 of those capsules 15 minutes before each meal, you're going to prevent the absorption of about 5 grams of saturated fat per meal.
Okay.
So it's very exciting.
And then with all this, I can still keep on using. I normally take some herbs like ginger root. And,
oh, sure.
And
absolutely.
Just that sort of, I just knock out the normal store-bought vitamin C and vitamin E. And
yes, you won't need the extra vitamin C because you're going to get 2,000 milligrams of vitamin C in the pig arthritis from if you take it twice a day.
Right.
And if you take too much extra vitamin C, you will get diarrhea.
Right. Okay.
All right, folks, we're going to cut it off there. I want to thank you tonight, and if you do want the information packet, here are a few numbers you can call. 1-888-701-0502. I'll repeat that again. That's 1-888-701-0502. And the other number is 1-888-403-2405. I'll repeat that again. 1-888-403-2405. I hope this opens a lot of your eyes out there, especially when it comes to your health and your loved one's health. I take Dr. Wallach's products. I've been taking it ever since about 2-3 years now. So, and it has seemed to help me quite a bit with, I had a lot of aches and pains in my legs and my arms from walking as much as I have in the nursing homes and in the hospitals that I've worked in. And now I don't have the aches and pains. So if you do like to obtain that information or get an information packet, please call that those numbers and we'll be happy to send it right out to you. I want to thank you, folks, and you have a good night, and I hope you tune in tomorrow morning. Tomorrow evening. Sorry. Thank you. This is 101.1 FM. I'll return you to the oldies but the goodies. Bye.
one spot. Went around just a little bit. That's what you got. Yeah. I left go one time. Hey, baby.